Welcome everyone. My name is Sean, and today we got to talk about this viral video of NYPD officers at the Randall's Island shelter being attacked by criminal migrants because they were trying to remove someone who had no right to be at that shelter, and the migrants demand unlimited welfare, and they are willing to beat the crap out of cops in order to get this. Now, this might sound familiar, this might sound troubling to you, because we've actually covered this particular Randall's Island shelter before. There were two stabbings in the month of January, including a fatal stabbing that the police had to deal with. It might sound familiar to you because NYPD officers were recently attacked while trying to make an arrest in Times Square. And by the way, the update to that story is we found out that some of those criminal migrants who, by the way, got a same-day automatic release due to New York State bail reform were actually members of a Venezuelan prison gang and were actually scheduled for deportation in the state of Texas. But of course, New York being a sanctuary city and having bail reform, just dumped them out on the streets, which they committed more crimes, by the way, and were rearrested for. But yeah, we're going to break it all down, trust me. But before we do, this video is sponsored, so let me toss it to the sponsor, but come back here on the other side so we can talk about this. America's enemies are making moves to try to displace the US dollar as the world reserve currency. This is all being accelerated by the fact that there are conflicts that have broken out in Israel, Ukraine, and in Yemen, and our national debt is surging now at $33 trillion, which has gold at the price of $2,100. Back when the national debt was $23 trillion, gold was $1,500. So there appears to be some correlation between the two. This is why so many Americans are diversifying their portfolio, hedging against inflation by adding precious metals to it. And if you go to National Gold Group, you can get a free consultation and investor's guide on how you can do the same. All you have to do is call them at 866-826-8603, and you can get your consultation with world-class American-based customer service. Again, that number is 866-826-2603. It's always a risk with any investment, and past performance is not necessarily a guarantee of future results. So I'm in a bit of a precarious situation here on YouTube where they will demonetize my channel, derank this video if I show you any kind of violence at all whatsoever. In fact, the video that I did about the carjacker abandoning the two-year-old in the street got demonetized because apparently me saying that abandoning a two-year-old in the street, not even bothering to take him on the sidewalk, is controversial, too controversial for you guys, and that's something that I'm dealing with. But regardless of that, I want you to see this video and see how chaotic this situation is, because the NYPD are attempting to initiate an arrest. However, in this 3,000-bed Randall's Island facility, all of these migrants do not respect authority, and they're all moving in on the NYPD, looking like they're ready to fight. And the reason why this is quite the precarious situation is because, according to interviews conducted at this Randall's Island shelter, there's a lot of gang activity there, and almost everyone has knives and they're ready to use them. And the reason we know that to be true is because we've seen two stabbings in the month of January at this particular shelter. And by the way, the migrants know it's not safe there either. Quote, "I want to run from this place as fast as I can. Every day there's fights, it's not safe, and people can just steal your things." Sati Baldivia, I apologize for pronouncing that name wrong, who is from Kyrgyzstan, lamented. Now, I highlighted this particular quote for two reasons. One, it gives you an idea of how dangerous this specific shelter happens to be. If the two stabbings weren't enough, the repeat police visits and all that. And two, the guy's from Kyrgyzstan. That's in Central Asia. You mean to tell me that this guy, who's quote-unquote seeking asylum in the United States of America, could not find another country in the Eastern Hemisphere to take him in? If you want to know how stupid and asinine this, you can apply for asylum in the United States no matter what, as long as you make it to our southern border policy actually is, I think having people from Central Asia complaining about Venezuelans who passed through five countries fighting in these migrant shelters in New York City probably sums it up pretty well. Yeah. But the guy that they're trying to arrest, the guy that they're trying to remove, got into a confrontation with the security guard there because he has no paperwork to be there. He has no right to be there. It's time for him to move on, get out of the shelter. And he decided that he wasn't going to leave and he was going to fight back against the security guard. So the police, as usual, come in to clean up that situation. But when you have 3,000 criminal migrants, people who are largely committing asylum fraud, people who have ties to Venezuelan prison gangs, and other gangs from Latin America, seeing one of their own get arrested for, you know, not having the right to unlimited welfare in the state of New York, obviously they're going to get angry and they're starting to come up and crowd them. And obviously there's not enough officers to deal with this situation. And eventually things start being thrown at these officers just trying to do their job. You know, if we were a serious country, what we would do with videos like this is look at the faces of every single one of these individuals that's crowding the NYPD officers, that's menacing the NYPD officers, and deport them. And by the way, that guy who's covering his face with the mask, I'm deporting him too. The idea, the audacity of these people to come to this country, commit asylum fraud to do so, go to a shelter, get twice as much money in food benefits as a New York homeless person who's an American citizen, by the way, and then to act like this when one of them is not allowed to be there and they're being moved on, to attack our officers for the second time, to have multiple violent instances on this Randall's Island shelter, no way. Send them all out of here. Get them on a plane, send them back to their country, send them back to whatever country. I don't even give a damn where you send them, but they can't be here. These people are not permitted. I'm not on board for it. And honestly, we should send Officer Tim Pool over there to deal with them. So as you can see, the guy on the ground is still resisting arrest, and maybe there's something to be said about this many officers being needed to take one person down, but I don't know the size of this person or anything like that, and you know, sometimes it's difficult in order to do so, but then things start to get chaotic, and one of the first things that I notice being thrown at an officer is like a mattress or a pillow that again is provided to these migrants as welfare, welfare that our own citizens, our own homeless people, our own returning veterans don't get, and they're flinging it into the face of the police officer. Deported. Send him out of here. You throw stuff at our officers. You disrespect our police. Get out. You're not welcome here anymore. You are a guest in this country. You should comport yourself as a guest. And the idea symbolically that we would have these criminal migrants, these people committing asylum fraud, throwing the stuff that we gave them, that taxpayers paid for, at the law enforcement for the city that they're a guest in, is so perfect. It's so exemplary. The fact that this guy's still in the country, whoever threw this, is absurd and insane. Get him out of here. Send him out. And there you see a backpack being thrown at this officer. Again, I'm trying to leave it in. I'm trying to hope that YouTube doesn't attack my channel like it normally does, that they understand that this is not graphic violence in any way, shape, or form. But again, that backpack also given to these criminal migrants by taxpayer dollars, and that person needs to be deported as well. That's just absurd that we're allowing this to happen. Get them out. All of them. Ship them out. Give them the backpack back. Tell them to pack their stuff and get back on a plane to Venezuela or wherever the hell they came from. Now, unfortunately, at this point in time, the police still do not have control over this criminal migrant. You can see in the video, he is still resisting. He's still fighting back. If this gets too violent, I am going to have to cut the video, but it will be linked in full in the description for you guys to check it out for yourself. But they're still throwing stuff at the police officers. So I give them a little bit of a break for not being able to restrain this guy in a chaotic situation where they're in fear that the mob could attack them at any moment, and they're being pelted with all these different objects. But like I said, automatic deportation if you throw the stuff that you were given by the taxpayer at our law enforcement, period, point blank, get them out of here. They should not be here in the first place. They never should have been paroled into this country. But if you're going to disrespect us after the fact, after you were given a break, absurd and insane, send them away. No more sanctuary city. You're gone. Water bottle guy, out of the country, send him away. Also, I want to point out something, because even though this is a serious story, even though I'm very upset about this, even though I'm annoyed by it, I'm angered by it, and I think every citizen of this country should be annoyed and angered by it, but this lady right here, this lady cop, is doing nothing with that baton. She's just waving it around over her head. It's not doing anything. I get it might be an intimidation tactic, but it doesn't look effective, and I think she needs to do a little better. So a couple of things I want to take note of. First and foremost, I don't know if this particular security guard is the security guard that got into the initial altercation with the migrants, but I want you to think about the fact that he had to call the police. It took this many police to come into the situation to make this arrest in a mob, in a crowd of insane people that are attacking these officers. And I want you to juxtapose that to what people tell you defund the police will actually do for our society. Do you think defund the police will work when the security guards that are there don't handle the situation at all? They immediately call on the cops themselves. I know this is not actually an alternate to the police. This is just a regular security guard situation, but these are the kind of people that they hire without the power and authority of the police out in West Hollywood, and they do the same exact thing as those West Hollywood violence interrupters, which is call the police when things get sketchy. But secondly, I also want to point out that there was only one arrest made in this situation. The only person arrested by the NYPD was the guy that they came to initially arrest because he left. So all of these people who threw stuff, all of these people who attacked officers, all of these people who menaced the officers, the people who basically instigated and had a little mini riot in this shelter, they're all still there. They're not being arrested. They're not being charged. They're not being prosecuted. And this is with the fact that it is well known that these people are armed. There are many gang members in there. There are people who have deportation orders that are hiding amongst these people, and yet only the individual they came for initially was arrested, which in a chaotic situation like this, where you can see so many people that are breaking the law, really goes to show you how nerfed the NYPD is and how inept America is in dealing with criminal migrants. So yeah, this is an absolutely disastrous instance right here. Another black mark on the migration policy in the city of New York. Another reason why we should get rid of the sanctuary city status, because the people who come here for the welfare benefits, the people who come here for the perks, aren't even grateful to have them. They're not even respectful of the society that they're a guest in. They feel entitled, and that entitlement extends all the way to committing crimes against NYPD officers, resisting arrest, and all of that crap. And it's absurd. It needs to change. We need to fight back against it. And there needs to be real political consequences, not just for local politicians who support these sanctuary city laws, but for national politicians who consistently allow these people to pour into our country because they think that down the line, they will get some broad political benefit from importing these people. But hey, those are just my thoughts. Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. If you liked this video, then show them by leaving a like, subscribe for more content, follow me on my social media, support me via the support links in the description of this video. This has been me talking about the criminal migrants attacking the NYPD officers in Randall's Island. Till next time.